from KQED.
Our Los Angeles Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has a look at how the government shutdown is affecting communities near military bases in California.
The last place Aja Smith wants to be on a work day is standing on a corner across the street from where she works.
I actually miss work.
Smith is among several hundred civilian employees furloughed earlier this week from March Air Reserve Base near Riverside. She joined a group of co-workers for a rally outside the base's front gates on Thursday. On Tuesday, the IT tech filed for unemployment.
It's just me, my mom, and grandma. I can't really drive too far because of gas prices and everything else. I've been in Moreno Valley since 1988, so I see our economy go up and down. And right now, this isn't helping.
Civilian employees at March are just coming back from one-day-a-week furloughs imposed earlier this year after another federal budget impasse. Those ended just in time for the current government shutdown. Airplane mechanic Andrew Ryan says he plans on being out here every day he's locked out of work.
A lot of us are veterans working now for the United States government. We're holding our ground. It's time for both parties to make a decision on the behalf and the best interests of us. If we were rich men like the guys in Congress, hey, we could probably tough this out for months, probably for years. We're not millionaires here. We're not the rich guys.
You know, you've got companies whose cash flow is not all that strong. And you take this away from them, and oh my God.
Economist John Husing has been studying inland Southern California economies long enough to remember what happened the last time the government shut down, 17 years ago. He says the effect on communities that rely on military bases, like 29 Palms in the Mojave Desert, or Lancaster near Edwards Air Force Base in Kern County, is like something out of an Old West movie.
Where the gold miners bring the money in from the outside world. And then they need the general store, they need the saloon. If you reduce the gold mine, you reduce the money flowing into the civilians' economies, then those parts of the economy get hurt.
There's also worry about the hit to private contractors doing business with the military. That could be everything from security and building maintenance to supplying combat hardware. Current military contracts are being honored, but new ones, they won't be inked until the government reopens.
The project is still there, but for the moment, it's off.
Photographer Douglas McCullough is working on a project documenting the last free-flowing river in Southern California, the Santa Margarita, part of which snakes through Camp Pendleton Marine Base near San Diego. He scheduled a visit to the base weeks in advance. Unfortunately, it was on the first day of the shutdown. The project is not tied to a military contract, but McCullough is dependent on civilian liaisons at Camp Pendleton.
The civilian employees that are involved at Pendleton are furloughed. They're gone. They're not getting paid and they're not doing their job. So I'm directly affected as well. I was scheduled to do it. Perfect shooting conditions in the fall when the light is gorgeous, and all of a sudden, at the very last second, the axe falls and it doesn't happen.
After the axe fell during the last shutdown 17 years ago, furloughed government workers were able to collect back pay for the money they lost. It's unclear if they'll be so lucky this time around. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.